The last word on Daf Chav Vav and Beis, and the Gemara begins, Itmar, we learned, and we continue on Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph, Eid Zoymim, Abaye Omel and Afreu Nifsal, Rav Om, Mekanel Abo Nifsal. So if Reuven and Shimon came to Bezdin in Nisan, and they testified, and then in Tishrei, there was another set of Edom that came, and stated in Yimonu Yisem, they were Mazim, Reuven and Shimon. Abaye hold that any testimony that Reuven or Shimon testified between Nisan and Tishrei would be considered puzzle. However, Rava holds that Reuven and Shimon only become pasul from Tishrei and onward, but any testimony that they gave between Nisan and Tishrei would be valid. And the Gemara explains what the machlekes is based on, as Abaye Amar l'Mefreu Nifsal Me'ina Da'asid Rashu, as Abaye holds that the moment that Reuven and Shimon testified, they immediately were considered Rasha, as Batera Amra, as the Pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim states, Leisis Hashem Hashav, Atosh Yotchem Rasha, Liyaseid Chamos. We have a Kabbalah that Terry is teaching us that a person that's a Rasha cannot be a witness and can't be an aid. However, the Gemara continues, Rava Amar Mikan Labo Nifsal. The reason is because Ein Zoymim Chiddushu, the whole concept of becoming an Ein Zoymim, is a Chiddush HaTorah. As generally, we have a concept that when there are two Eidim that come to Bezdin and testify, and then another two Eidim come and say exactly the opposite of these two Eidim, then we have a concept of Trey Trey, and we don't believe the second Eidim more than the first pair of Eidim. And as the Gemara explains, My Chosas is Samchas Hani, Smoicha Hani, and why should be Soymich on the second pair of Eidim that came and stated the Imanu? And why are we saying on the first set of Edom that say that we actually saw this Maisa? The Maisa, since it's a Chiddush, so in the Chaboy, Elohim Shas Chiddush Ve'ilach, therefore the Psul of these Edom only begin once the Huzam, but not prior to that, and therefore Rabba hold Mikan Labo Nifsal, and I places him Mesech Yavamis on Davav, who explains that we consider this a Chiddush because it's Dava Seis Klal, as this goes against the standard Klal of Trey Trey, and the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, that there's another version as to Pshat of Rabba, as Rabba Nami. That really Rava agrees to Rabaya the Midiraisa the Mafreu Nifsal based on the pasuk of Atashis Yotcha in Russia Atashis Russia Aid and the Maitam Kamar Mikan Laba. And what is the reason that Rava hold Mikan Laba is Mishum Pseidel Kuchais is only based on Takan Rabbanon, as if we would say that they become Pasla Eidos from the point that they said their testimony, then Lamaisa is a potential for a loss for a buyer of a property, as if a buyer buys a property and he receives a deed and these two Edim, or one of these Edim actually signed on that deed, then it will be Pasul Mafreya, and therefore potentially will have a loss of money. He won't have a valid shtar and valid proof that he bought this property, and therefore, because of Pseid Lukuchais, the Rabbanon stated that the only Pasul Mikan Laba. The Gemara continues, My Benau, that what is the Nafkamina if we hold that the reason for Rava is because Ein Lachaboy El Mishas Chidush Ve'ilach and it's a Din Deraisa, or if it's based on the second Svara of a Din Rabbanon Mishum Pseid Lukuchais, and the Gemara explains, Ik Benau, that there's two Nafkamina. Number one, that Sidu betray Bechad, betray Bechad, Inami the Pesulim Bechazalusa. In both of these cases, as we will explain, although there's no Chiddush HaTorah, however, there's still a potential for Pseid Lukuchais. And as Rashi explains, the first Nafkamina is Reuven and Shimon were the Edim. Then one pair of Edim came and testified regarding Reuven, Imanu Yisem. And then another set of Edim came and testified regarding Shimon, Imanu Yisem. So in this case, there's two Edim against Reuven and two separate Edim against Shimon. And since there's not a case of trey k'neged trey and it's two against one, therefore there's no chiddush haTorah, and certainly he would be pasul, and therefore the feet of first pshat and rava, then we would say that in this case he would agree to Abaya the lamafreu nifsal. However, according to the second pshat and rava that's based on the takana mishum pseid lekuchais, so this svara applies in this case as well, as if we would say that the nifsal lamafreya, then there's a potential for pseid lekuchais. And the second afkamina is that if Reuven and Shimon testified and then a pair of edim came to Bezdin, and instead of testifying regarding Reuven and Shimon, that Imanu Yisem b'makom pleni, they testified that we know that Reuven and Shimon stole money in Nisan, and therefore the pasul eidus. So as Rashi says, Chiddush Leka, the Milsa Achrinika Masadi, that Lamaisa there's no Chiddush HaTorah, as this is not considered a case of Trey or Trey, as they're not contradicting to each other, and these Eidim are just testifying regarding a different point, and they're saying Reuven and Shimon were Gazladim. Therefore, the feeder's first reason on Rava of Ein Lachaboy Elam Shas Chiddush Ve'ilach, so that would not apply. Therefore, in this scenario, Rava should agree to Abaya the Lamafreu Nifsal. However, according to the Gemara's second reason, that the reason why Rava holds Mikan Labo Nifsal is Mishum Pseid Lekuchais, so that Svara still applies. Therefore, even in the case where Edom came testified that Reuven and Shimon are Gazlanim, Rava would still argue on Abaya and he would hold Mikan Labo Nifsal. And when we learned this idea of Asidu Betray Bechad, Betray Bechad, we explained the Gemara based on Shitas Rashi. However, Ayin Taisis in Dibel Maskel Asidu. To betray Bechad, Ashrei Bechad, where he asked three questions. His first question is, V'kashlo Rabbi Natam, Chod de Mai Kamad Asid Be Trei Bechad, Be Trei Bechad, when Shemachi Lech HaChidish, Ha Trei Kameo, we know that when two Edim actually testify, it's as if there's 100 Edim that testify, and therefore it's as if the first two Edim testified, and we were not with these two other Edim, and that we actually saw this Maisa occur. Therefore, the standard cloud, Trei Trei, should certainly still apply, and therefore there's still a Chidish HaTorah, and L'chari, what's Pshat in the Gemara, Ayin Shom, and Ayin and Taisis, how he understands our Gemara. And let's keep in mind that although our Gemara brought these two Nafkaminas, however, the Rishonim point out that according to the Svara of our Gemara, that the only reason Rava says, Mikan Labor Nefsal, is Meshum Pseid Lekuchais, so this din would only apply when there's a potential for Pseid Lekuchais, or even in a case where there's a Pseida for someone that received a Matana. However, if the Edim Zayman would actually testify regarding Din and Fashais, or would be Edim for Kedushin or Gittin between Nisan and Tishrei, then Lefid a second explanation of our Gemara, then even Rava would agree to Abaya, that Lamefreo Nifsal. Therefore, the Rajba Mesech Baba Kaman Daf Ayin Gimel Menal points out that when our Gemara asks, my Benel, Kloimel in Yimaman, the Gemara is specifically asking what would be an Afkamino, but the Gay Adim Mamanis, however, certainly Linin Gittin Kedushin Ulun Fashais, Vade Ikatuva Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues, Vom Rabbi Yemi Medifte, Av Rab Papi Ud the Kabasi de Rava, Rabbi Yemi Medifte stated, when a similar case came in front of Rab Papi, he actually passed like Rava, and he only passed the Edim Mikan Laba. However, the Gemara states, Mar Barvashi on Mahilchis Kabasi de Abaya, and Mar Barvashi hold that the Lacha follows Abaya, that Edim Zemim Lamafreu Nifsal, Vihilchis Kabasi de Abaya, Biakagam. And as we know, that generally, if there's Machlekes between Abaya and Rava, the Lacha is like Rava, aside for six cases, which is Yalkagam. And the first, of course, is Yishloi Midas, and the second is our case of Edim Zemim Lamafreu Nifsal, and Rashi brings down the other four. The Laman stands for Lechi Oimim Me'ilav, which is a Gemara Mesechta Zeirin. The Kuf stands for Kedushin Shleimim Sulubia, which is a Gemara Mesechta Kedushin. The Gimel stands for Gil Das, which is a Gemara Mesechta Gittin. And finally, the Mem stands for Mumma Ichlon Avelis Lahachis, which is a Gemara later on our Amid. And B'negeir Lamid of Yalchu Gam, there's a Machlekes Rishonim as to what that stands for, and Ayin and Taisis of Mesechta Kedushin. Before we continue, let's point out that we previously explained that if someone will do an Avera because of money, then we have to be Choshish that potentially they will be brought off and they will testify falsely. Therefore, even if such a person would not be pasul midraisa, as he's not a gazlan midraisa, but even so, midrabanan, he would certainly be pasul eidus. Our Gemara continues, mumma ichlon nevelos l'teavo in divrei akol pasul, that if someone's a mumma to eat nevelos based on taiva that he wants basar, and for example, he can't afford more expensive kosher meat, and therefore he buys nevelos, which is cheaper, then certainly he would be pasul eidus. And as Rashi explains, the kivna mishum mamon kavod, since he's being oivan issa, because he has to save money, however, the Gemara continues that if someone's eichlon avela is lahachis, even we have basa shchuta and basa nevela at the same price, he would still eat basa nevela, baya ama pasal and rava ama kasher. Based on the Gemara, a bit later, we will see that the svaras of machlik is between abaya and rava is as follows, as both abaya and rava agree that certainly when comparing a person that's eichlon avela is lahachis to a person that would testify falsely, certainly a person that's eichlon avela is lahachis feels that he's doing an issakal, and he's only rala shemayim, and he's not rala briyos. However, someone that's actually testifying falsely, then not only is he doing an issa deraisa, as he's testifying falsely, but he's also rala briyos, as he's causing that person that he's testifying against to have a loss. Therefore, Rava holds that although this person is definitely someone that will be eichel nevelos lahachis, but that's not necessarily a proof that he will actually take money in order to testify falsely, as he doesn't want to be someone that's rala shemayim for rala briyos. However, Abaya holds that even though we only know that he was a mumma to eat nevelos lahachis, but we still have to be choshish that he will still be oiva on the issa of testifying falsely, and even though he only did something more kal, he would still do something more chama, and even though he only did an issa which was rala shemayim, we have to still be choshish that he will do an issa that's rala shemayim for rala briyos. And at this point of the Gemara explains, Abaya on the puzzle, Abaya holds that this person that was ichlon nevelos lahachis will be puzzled to testify tabalei rasha, as lemais he's a rasha, as he did it is the deraisa lahachis v'achmana oma tashish rasha aid. Therefore, he's included in the pasuk that tells us someone that's categorized as a rasha cannot be an aid. However, Rava oma kasha, Rava says he's kasha as rasha the chamas being on. The only way that someone becomes pasul aidus is only if he's a rasha based on chamas. And since this person didn't steal from anyone, and he was only rala shemayim, and he was only eichel nevelos l'tavoyin, therefore he would still be kasha aidus. The Gemara continues, Meisvei, let us ask a question on Rava and bring a riot Kabaya from the following Brysa, as the Brysa teaches us that based on the Pasuk and Pashim Mishpatim that states, Lysisa Shem Shav, Al Tashas Yotchim Rosh, Elias Eid Chomos, we learn out, Al Tashas Rosh Eid, and Al Tashas Chomos Eid, Elu Gazlonim and Melim Bishvois, and this teaches us that someone that's a Gazlin or someone that's not careful with Shvois will be Pasal Eidos, and Lemaisa the Brysa states, U Melim Bishvois, and use the Lashin Rabbim, and my lab, Echad Shvua Shav, Echad Shvua Mamin, and it's Mashma that doesn't make a difference if the person makes a Shvua Shav, or if he swears falsely, Legabi Mamin, that in all cases he would be Pasal Eidos, and even though a Shvua Shav has nothing to do with Mamin, he would still be Pasal Eidos, and Lechayr from his Brysa seems to be going exactly like Abaya, once someone does an Avera, and even if that Avera is only Rala Shemayim, they still will be Pasal Eidos. Rashi explains, what is a Shvua Shav? Ala Omid She'elvin, Shul She'elvin, that if a person makes a Shvua for nothing, and he swears that a pillar of stone is a pillar of stone, that is a Shvua Shav, and Shvua Sheker is Ala Omid She'elvin, Shul She'elzov, if someone swears that a pillar of stone is actually a pillar of gold, the Gemara answers Loi, that this is not a Raya against Rava, as Edi V'Edi Shvuas Mamin, certainly the Brysa holds that the only way that someone is Pasal Eidos is only based on being a Rosh of the Chamas, when the Brysa stated U'Maylin B'Shvuas is not referring to Shvua Shav, and it's only referring to Shvuas Mamin, U'May Shvuas, and why is it that the Brysa used the Lashon Rabbim and stated Shvuas, Shvuas to Amar, it's referring to those Shvuas that people make, and of course that's the Lashon Rabbim, it's referring to multiple Shvuas that people make falsely, but all of those Shvuas are referring to Shvuas of Mamin. The Gemara continues, Mesbe will bring a Raya to Rava and a Kasha to Abaya, as we have another Brysa that states, Al Tashas Rosh Eid, Al Tashas Chomos Eid. This Brysa also brings two examples, Elu Gazlonim Umal V'Ribyais, and this is referring to a Gazlin and someone that lends with Ribis. Rashi points out that the Brysa is teaching us at Hani In, it's only when someone does the Issa that is similar to these Yisurim, which you become Rosh of the Chomos, then you become Pasal Eidos. But if someone is Eichel Nebeles Lachas, they will not be Pasal Eidos, as he is in a Rosh of the Chomos. Rashi points out that although the Brysa only mentioned two examples, however, certainly if someone is Eichel Nevelis L'Avayin, certainly he's a Rosh of the Chamas, Hilka Choshel Mishkel Sheikhta Vasu De Shikra, and therefore he's certainly Pasal Eidos. And Lemaisa the Gemara states that since this Brysa tells us that the only time that someone becomes Pasal Eidos is only if he did an Issa, which is relevant to Chamas and is relevant to a desire for money, we see that the only time that someone is Pasal Eidos is only if he's a Rosh of the Chamas. However, in a case where he's Eichel Nevelis L'Hachis, then he would not be Pasal Eidos. Therefore, Tiyufta Dabaya Tiyufta. Let's keep in mind that although the Gemara states Tiyufta Dabaya Tiyufta, but this is actually one of the Yalkagam, and as we explain, that the last one of the Yalkagam is Mumu Eichel Nevelis L'Hachis, that will be Paskin like Abaya, and ultimately the Gemara at the bottom of Amid will Paskin like Abaya, and will explain why our Gemara's question is not a Tiyufta and Abaya. The Gemara continues, Neima Katanoi, let us say the Machlekes between Abaya and Rava is based on the following Machlekes Tanoim, as the Brysa teaches us, Eidzimim Pasal Chol Terekulo Divrameya. The Rameya hold that if there are Edom that become Edom Zimrin, even if when they testified regarding Mamnis, they still become Pasal Lechol Terekulo. And even though when comparing Dinim Mamnis to Dinim Nefashis, certainly Edus on Dinim Nefashis is more Chomer. However, once they're considered a Rasha, therefore their Pasal Edus and their Pasal Gamri, even on Edus Nefashis. However, the Brysa continues, Rabbi Yisi Omer, B'med Ramur, Shehuzim Dinim Nefashis, Avahuzim Dinim Mamnis, Kashal Dinim Nefashis, that the only time that we stated that once an Eidzimim is Pasal, that is Pasal Chol Terekula, is only if when he testified regarding Dinim Nefashis. Since he testified falsely regarding something so Chomer like Dinim Nefashis, therefore he'll be Pasal La'idus L'Chol Terekula. However, if the Eidzimim actually only testified regarding Dinim Mamnis, and he only testified falsely regarding something which is more Kal, therefore you can't say that he'll become Pasal L'Chol Terekula, although he'll be Pasal to testify regarding Dinim Mamnis, but he won't be Pasal to testify regarding Dinim Nefashis, as we would have a svara to say that just because he actually testified falsely regarding Dinim Mamnis doesn't mean that he would testify falsely for something so Chomer like Dinim Nefashis. The Gemara states, named Abaya Karameir V'Rava Karabesi, that L'Chir, since Abaya holds that once someone is Eichel Nevelis L'Hachis, that is Pasal L'Chol Terekula, so we saw that once someone does an Issa, even though that Issa is much more Kal, as it was only Rala Shemayim, he still becomes Pasal Eidos, even though testifying falsely regarding Mamnis is more Chomer, as that's Rala Shemayim and Rala Briyos. L'Chir, that's exactly like what Meir stated, once someone is Eidzimim, even though he's Eidzimim only B'digay Dinim Mamnis, then he'd still be Pasal to say Eidos L'Chol Terekula, and even for Dinim Nefashis. L'Chir, Rav is going like the Shita Rabbeisi, as just like we see the Rabbeisi hold, that if someone's Huzo B'Dinim Nefashis, then he's chuzim l'chol tarei kula. However, if he's chuzim for davar kal, then that doesn't necessarily mean that he's actually being pasul eidus with something more chamor, and he's not pasul l'chol tarei kula. And l'chayr, that's similar to what Rava taught us, that even though someone is a mumah to eat nevelos l'hachis, but the ma'aseh that's a davar kal, as it's only rala shemayim, and therefore he would not be pasul l'eidus, as that is more chamor, since it's rala shemayim v'rala b'yos. And as the Gemara explains, abaya krameya da amar amrina mekula l'chumra, and even if someone does a davar kal, he's still pasul for davar chamor. And Rava da amar krabesi da amar chumra l'kula aminon mekula l'chumra loy aminon. And Rava holds that krabesi holds that the only time that we say that someone's pasul is only from a davar chamor to a davar kal. However, from a davar kal to a davar chamor, we would not pasul. The Gemara responds, loy, that is not necessarily true. As alibud rabesi kula amale pligi, that certainly Rava is going like shita rabesi. Certainly, we can't figure out how a buyer could be going like the shita rabesi. As certainly rabesi says, mechumra l'kula aminon, mekula l'chumra loy aminon. There is no way to reconcile the opinion of Abaya with the opinion of Rabbeisi. Certainly, Abaya would have to say that there's actually machlekes tanoim regarding this svara, and he holds like the opinion of Rameya, and he argues on Rabbeisi. And as the Gemara continues, ki pligi alibud Rameya, where is the machlekes between Abaya and Rava, according to the shita Rameya, Abaya k'Rameya? Certainly, as we explained, Abaya holds like Rameya. However, Rava omalacha, and Rava will respond that although certainly my shita fits in according to Rabbeisi, but my shita also fits in like Rameya as well. Because ad kan lekam rameya hasam elegabe idzaimim demamin du rala shemayim v'rala b'yis, that the only time that rameya said his opinion is only in regard to the idzaimim, as even if the idzaimim only testified falsely regarding dinim mamnis, but the mice he actually testified falsely to something that's rala shemayim and rala b'yis, and therefore it is considered a davar chamor, and that's why rameya holds that an idzaimim would be pasul chol terikula and would even be pasul edus on dinim fashais. But in my case, where a person was eichel nevelos l'hachis the rala shemayim ve'in rala b'yis loy, since in this person's mind he only did a davar kal, the eight nevelos l'hachis, which is rala shemayim, but he didn't cause any damage to any person and it wasn't rala b'yis, therefore we would say that he would not be pasul l'edus mamun. Certainly in his mind that is more chamor, as when he would testify falsely l'gabi mamun, that would be rala shemayim v'rala b'yis. Gemara continues v'hilchos akavosi d'abaya, that although we previously stated tiyufta d'abaya tiyufta, but l'maisa we pass on Abaya that a mumah to eat nevelos lahachis would be pasul edus. Gemara is very decisive, but l'maisa we ask a question on Abaya from the Brisa that stated atoshes rasha eid, atoshes chomes eid, elu gazlonim malvi ribiyos. The Brisa only brought examples of a person that was a rasha to chomes, and it's muchach that if someone was a rasha and he ate nevelos lahachis, then he would not be pasul edus. And the Gemara stated tiyufta d'abaya tiyufta, and how can you pass like Abaya? The Gemara responds that although previously we still did not see the machlekes between Rameya and Rabesi, and therefore we couldn't give this teretz, but now that we saw the machlekes between Rameya and Rabesi, and we stated that the sheet of Abaya is definitely ketanoi, certainly Abaya holds like Rameya and not like Rabesi, then in the chanami, this brisa that we mentioned is only going lefi shitas Rabesi, and in the chanami, Rameya would argue on this brisa, and Abaya says, I pass like Rameya, and therefore it's not tiyufta on Abaya, and the Gemara is still bothered that how can you pass like Abaya but having nami Rabesi, as even if we will say that this brisa is going like Rabesi, but we know there was a machlekes between Rameya and Rabesi, and Rameya and Rabesi halach Rabesi, and we know when there's a machlekes between Rameya and Rabesi, but since Rabesi namukri imai, so we passing like Rabesi, and therefore certainly we shouldn't pass like Abaya, and we should pass like Rava. And the Gemara explains that although generally we have a klal where there's a machlekes Rameya and Rabesi, we pass like Rabesi. However, Shani Hassan the Sosalon Tana Rameya benegay this machlekes between Rameya and Rabesi, we find a stam mishnah that follows Rameya, and therefore we pass like Rameya. That's why it's not a problem for us to pass like Abaya. I'm Rashi that when the Gemara stated Rabesi he the om mekutul chamir t'loi v'chidahu, and lemaisa it's a sheet of Rabesi that's a das yachid and we don't pass like Rabesi. Keep in mind that we now understand why the previous brisa is not a tifta on Abaya, as that brisa is going like Rabesi and Abaya is not passing like Rabesi. However, since our Gemara just mentioned that we pass like Rameya because it is stam mishnah like Rameya, from this point of the Gemara until the mishnah on Dafchav Zayin Rabeis, Gemara will discuss the story, and ultimately the Gemara will bring which Stam Mishnah is going like Rameya, and the Gemara brings the story, that there was a suspicion that Bachama killed a person and he murdered a person. So the Reish Galusa said to Rabbi Bayakov, go and check into this and investigate the matter, and if you find out that he definitely killed a person, then you should poke out his eyes. And Rashi brings three pshatim, either l'chiyula enei, yinakros enav, debatlu mises bezel, Bezin, and since it was at a time where it was no longer Mises Bezin, by Knosser Kaldina Bay, and this was a Knoss that they would do to such a person that murdered someone, the Bezin Makav Inchin Shalem and Atariya, Vyesh Emmina Vyetliarshan, and some say what he meant to say is, Lechula Ine, by taking away his money and giving it to the Yarshan of a person that he murdered, Vyesh Emmim Shamta, and some explain that it's referring to putting him in Chayram, Vyeshain Ikar, Ayin Sham. Gemara tells us also Trey Sadia, Sidu Bay Devate Katal, and there were two Adim that came, and they testified that Bachama certainly murdered this person. In order for Bachama to save himself, Ozal Iu, I see Trey Sadia, Sidu Bay Bechad Mehanach, Chad Amma Kamoididi, Ganov Kabid Chushla, Vechad Amma Kamoididi, Ganov Katad Burtia. For example, of the original two Adim were Reuven and Shimon, so now Bachama went, and he found Levi and Yehuda, and Levi testified regarding Reuven. Reuven is Pasla Idus, they previously stole a Kav of Shel Bali. Yehuda came and testified against Reuven and said that he's Pasla Idus because Reuven previously stole a spear handle. And although they were testifying regarding different Gneva, but ultimately there were two Adim that testified that Reuven was a Gazlan and therefore he's Pasla Idus. And therefore Bachama now had ability to say that there aren't two Adim that he actually murdered this person and therefore he will be off the hook. And we continue on Daf Chav Zayin Beis. And Amalei and Rab Achaba Yaakov said to Bachama, my daitech Krameya, that what is your svara that you want to go like Rameya, even though you prove that Reuven is a ganav, which is a dava kal, as he only stole money, then Reuven should also be puzzled for din and fashais. But Rameya Rabesi halach Rabesi, that since it's a machlekes between Rameya and Rabesi, so we will pass like Rabesi, and therefore of Rabesi ha'amar chuzam b'din and mamis kashal din and fashais. Now although you were able to prove that Reuven is a gazlan, but the ma'isa that's only a dava kal, therefore according to Rabesi, Reuven is still kasha for din and fashais, and therefore you're still going to be guilty, and we have to be lechuli ene. However, the Gemara tells us that Amalei Rapapi, Rapapi was standing by, and as we will see from the Yad Ramah, that Rapapi wasn't one of the Yonim, and he actually told Rab Acha Bar Yaakov that Lemaisa Bachama is still correct, that since he brought Edim, that Reuven is a Ganev, therefore Reuven is possible to say Edus B'negei Adin and Fashes, as Hani Mili Hechad Loi Sosamon Tanak Rameo, as the only time that we pass on Karbesi is only where there's not a Stam Mishnah like Rameo, but Hacha Sosamon Tanak Rameo, but we know that there's a Stam Mishnah like Rameo, and therefore we pass on Rameo, even though Reuven was only possible b'negeya din kal and b'negeya din mamres, he still became possible edus even for din nefashes. Therefore, you don't have to aid him that Bachama is guilty. Keep in mind, although we just brought a long story, but ultimately we're back to the same point that now we just proved that Rapapi stated that there's a stam mishnah like Rameya, and therefore we pass like Rameya. But the question still remains: as where do we see that there's a stam mishnah like Rameya? And the Gemara now asked that question, and the Gemara asked Mimai or some agurus v'hichis salon tanak Rameya. Where do we see that there's a stam mishnah like Rameya? The Gemara tries to find a stam mishnah like Rameya. It's ilim mehodetan, as if you're going to say it's from the stam mishnah Masechet Znida that tells us this following klal called roi lo din nefashos, roi lo din mamnes, that anyone that's roi to judge din nefashos, then certainly they're roi to dan din mamnes money. And who is this mishnah going like? As ilim Rabesi, as if it's going like Rabesi. Ika eidzaim in the mamin the kashal din nefashos who pasal din mamnes and lemaisa lefir Rabesi. If someone is an eidzaim and he testified regarding mamnes, then although he's pasal the din mamnes, he's kashal din nefashos, and therefore this klal doesn't work out. And certainly it's not correct that kol roi lo din nefashos roi lo din mamnes, as the eidzaim in the mamnes is going to be roi lo din nefashos, and he's not going to be roi lo din mamnes. And alav ramehi, therefore it must be that this mishnah is going like Rameya, and we find a stam mishnah like Rameya. And as Rashi points out, alav ramehi da'ama kivin shuch shel mamin, once the eidzaim is chashal lemamin, and even though a mamin is davar kal, he will still be pasul le'idus nefashos, and even though that's more chamor, and therefore the klal is correct that kol roi lo din nefashos, that if someone's roi to judge din nefashos, then he's roi lo din mamnes. And as Rashi states, hilkach le mishkachs lo kashal nefashos, will have a pasul lemamin. However, the Gemara continued that you don't have a raya that this mishnah is going like Rameya, as b'mai dilma psul yichsin kai, and who said that this mishnah in Masechet Nida is discussing someone that became pasul based on being an eidzaimim, but possibly the mishnah Masechet Nida is discussing the psul of yichsin. As Rashi tells us, the nefashos bezim miyuchasim inan, as in order to paskin the nefashos, the dayan has to be miyuchas. Kiyotani Rabbeisiv, as the Gemara on Daflam Vavim Beis will teach us, kashem is the bezim menukim mitzedek, shenam mitzedek tishpeich, kach bezim menukim mikomum, shenam makuluch yafu rasi umum imbach. This din is not applicable to din mamnis, and therefore the Mishnah Masechet Nida is teaching us that kol roi lo din nefashos, if someone is roi to judge din nefashos as he's a miyuchas, then certainly he's roi to judge din mamnis, where there's no need to be a miyuchas. And Rashi gives examples of people that are puzzled to judge din and nefashos. And Rashi states, "Kagoyin gerum amza deksherin ladin din mamnis upsulin ladin din nefashos." Gemara continues and proves this point as the loytemachi, as if you will not explain the Mishnah Masechtas Zida that is discussing din yichus, and as Rashi states, "El bechshudin ukmislei," and you'll try to explain that the Mishnah Masechtas Zida is discussing someone that's chashud, then we wouldn't be able to understand the sefer of the Mishnah Masechtas Zida as sefer diktani yesh roi ladin din mamnis vein roi ladin din nefashos. That the sefer teaches us that there could be someone that's roi to judge din mamnis, and even so is not roi ladin din nefashos. And my in roi, what scenario could there ever be where someone will be roi ladin din mamnis and will not be roi ladin din nefashos as id istim b'din nefashos, as if he became a id zaymim legabi din nefashos? How could the Mishnah state that roi ladin din mamnis for divya kol pasulu? Certainly, since he was a id zaymim b'negayin din nefashos, which is so chamor, then certainly he won't be makbid on lying b'negayin din mamnis, and certainly he'll be possible for din mamnis, and therefore the klal of the sefer of the Mishnah is not correct. And therefore, it must be that the Mishnah is teaching us a psul yuchsin. The Mishnah teaches us yesh roi ladin din mamnis. Although a ger or mamzer is roi to judge din mamnis, but they're not going to be roi ladin din nefashos. Therefore, hachinami b'psul yuchsin kai. Therefore, the ratio in the Mishnah Masechta Zida is also talking about psul yuchsin. Therefore, we can explain that the Mishnah Masechta Zida is a stam Mishnah like Rameya. And the Gemara continues, elahacha kasasul tana. The stam Mishnah that we find like Rameya is actually a Mishnah Masechta Roshana. And the Mishnah Masechta Roshana daf chav beis and aleph is very similar to our Mishnah that we had in daf chav dal and beis. At the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Roshana, elohin absulim. Following is a list of people that are possible to say edus for kiddush hachodesh, hamasach bekuvya umalvu brivis umafrich yoinim v'seichri shvius, which are all stated in our Mishnah. V'havodim as well as avodim. And the Mishnah continues with the general rule zeh klal kol edus eni shekshir la afhein in kshir la, that any edus that a woman would not be kosher for, these would not be kosher either. And the Gemara asks, money, who is this Mishnah going like? As Elaim Rabesi, as if you'll say the Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah is going like Rabesi, but that can't be. As Lemaisa, we're talking about those that are puzzled based on being a Rosh of the Chamas. Therefore, although they'll be puzzled for Dinim Mamanis, but they won't be puzzled for Dinim Fashes, as although we have to be Choshed that maybe they will testify falsely, Penegei Dinim Mamanis, but Lechari, we don't have to be Choshed that they would testify falsely regarding a Dov Chamah like Dinim Fashes. And therefore, the Gemara asks, but Ik Edis Pedinim Fashes, She'ini Shikshir Law, Vehen Kshir Law, and therefore the cloud of the Mishnah is not correct, as certainly a woman is puzzled for Dinim Fashes, and even so, these people, the Mesach Bekuvim, Mal Beruvis, Mafrich Yoinim, and Seich Shvias, would certainly be kosher to testify for Dinim Fashes, and Lav Rameyi, and therefore it must be that this Mishnah is Golan Karmeya, and Rameyi holds that although these people are only kosher b'negei mamres, they're still going to be puzzled Eidos, even for Dov Chamor, and even for Dinim Fashes, and therefore we see that it is a mission like Rameya, and that's why we pass like Rameya, not like Rabesi. The Gemara ends off that now that we proved that the halacha follows Rameya, therefore, once Bachama proved that the Edom that testified against him were Ganavim, and therefore they were Chashe B'negei Mamanis, so therefore they were considered Chashe B'negei Nefashes, and they were Pasla Edos B'negei Nefashes, therefore they were an Edom that could testify that he's guilty, and therefore he was saved, and come Bachama, Nashke Akrai, and therefore Bachama got up, and he kissed Rav Papi on his foot, the Kabbalah Kagar de Kulishnei, and he agreed to accept upon himself all the head taxes that Rav Papi would have to pay to the king for Rav Papi's entire life. And Yad Ramahu asked that L'chira, if Rav Papi was actually the Dayan, then how could he actually take any money or any benefit from Bar Chama? L'may said there's at least a Midas Chasidus that a Dayan should not accept any benefit, and it doesn't make a difference if it's before the Din Torah or after the Din Torah. That's why, based on the Yad Ramah, we explain that Rav Papi wasn't one of Dayanim, he was just on the side, and he heard this Din Torah, and he came up a way to save Bar Chama, and therefore Bar Chama was able to give him this benefit. I in the rush that's mashma that Rav Papi was a Dayan. However, he states that since generally a Talmud Chacham should be potter from taxes, even though the Melech actually went and put a tax even on Talmud Chachamim, but the Maisa by Bar Chama paying these taxes, that would still not be considered Sheikh Me'uchar, Ayin Sham. And we continue with the new Mishnah. In the first Mishnah of the Perek on Daf Chav Gimel Malav, Mishnah mentioned the concept of Kravim Absulin, and Daf Chav Da'aram Beis, the Mishnah already stated Ve'iluhin Absulin. Now our Mishnah continues Ve'iluhin Akravim, that these are the ones who are Kravim, and therefore Pasul Edus, Pasul to be a Dayan for their Karev. Although in our Mishnah we are not Gerus the word Aviv, some are Gerus the word Aviv, and certainly a person's father is his Karev, and is Pasul to be an aid, and Pasul to be a Dayan. Our Mishnah begins by stating Echav, that a person's brothers, Vachi Aviv, and a father father's brother, meaning a paternal uncle, v'achi imai, his mother's brother, meaning his paternal uncle, u'balachoisai, and the husband of his sister. As Rashi explains, a husband and wife are considered the same, and therefore, just like a person's brother is considered as karev, b'negei edus, and b'negei being a dayin, therefore the same applies to his sister's husband or his brother-in-law. Therefore, the Mishnah mentioned achiv, and also mentions balachoisai, which is similar to achiv. The Mishnah already mentioned achi aviv v'achi imai, and therefore the Mishnah states, and his father's sister's husband, his mother's sister's husband, or his uncle through marriage, is also going to be pasul. Similarly, just like a person's father is pasul, so bal imai, so his mother's husband would be asa, and his stepfather is asa, v'chamav, as well as his father-in-law, as well as v'gisai, his wife's sister's husband, or his brother-in-law. And the Mishnah tells us, heinu b'dein v'chastein, that these people are asa, as well as their children, as well as their sons-in-law. However, the Mishnah tells us, v'chor galuvadai, that a stepson is puzzled to say edus or to be a dayan for his stepfather. However, the stepson's children or his sons-in-law would not be puzzled to say edus or to be a dayan regarding their step-grandfather. And the Mishnah continues, Am Rabbi Yisi, Zu Mishnah Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Yisi explains that this is the Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva is not mechalik between a relative from his father and a relative from his mother. However, Avu Mishnah Rishayna, but originally the only ones that had a status as a karev were only those that were related through his father. And as the Mishnah tells us, Doidu ben Doidai, his father's brother or his cousin, Bechol Roy Liyashai, and anyone that he's Roy to Yashin, we know that Yerusha goes through a paternal descent, and as Rashi states, Tahainu Kreve Av, and this only refers to the people that is relatives to his father. But if Rashi continues, Avu Kreve Aim, Kagoin Achi Imai, Kashaloi, Shereinu Roy Liyashai, the Tanan Achi Aim, Achil Vloy Nechlin, Avil Hu Pasal Achi Imai, but he will be Pasal to Seidus for his mother brother, Arei Meidze Roy Liyashai, as Lemaisa we know that a nephew can yashin his mother's brother or his maternal uncle. Rashi continues, V'gisei nami kosher lehei loy she'inu roi liyashai, that if Reuven's married to Rachel and Rachel has a sister Leah who's married to Shimon, then although Reuven and Shimon are brothers-in-law, but Shimon could testify regarding Reuven and he could be a dayan b'negei Reuven, as Lemaisa Shimon will never be able to yashin Reuven, as when Reuven dies, his wife will never receive the Yerusha and therefore will never go to Rachel's sister. The Yerusha will never get to Shimon. And the Mishnah continues that although there's machlekes as the definition of a karev, however, all agree v'chol karev lei ba'isashah, that the psul karev applies as long as you are karev either at the time that that event occurred or at the time of the interior. And as Rashi states, ba'isashah shubal lehed aishara edus. The Mishnah continues how a karev v'nisrachei karez akasha, even if someone was a karev at one point prior to seeing the edus, he was no longer a karev. And Rashi gives an example, kagun chasnai, and for example, someone's son-in-law royal Liyashai that is Roy to Yashna's father-in-law, and therefore, even according to Rabbi Kiva, he would be considered Pasul Eidus, Benisrachik Shemesa Ishtai, and then his wife dies, Koidim Shura Eidazu, prior to him being a witness of something that occurred with his ex-father-in-law. The Mishnah teaches us, Hareza Kasha, that he would be Kasha to say Eidus. However, Rabbi Huda Imer, Rabbi Huda actually argues on the Tanakama, and he states, Afilu Mesebitai, that even if a person's daughter dies, Yeshle Banimimena, or Samagurst, Im Yeshle Banimimena, but if they already had children, Hareza Karev, he's still considered a Karev to his father-in-law, and he would still be possible to testify. And the Mishnah continues, that someone that loves someone else, or he hates someone else, they are possible to say Eidus, and to be a dayan. And the Mishnah defines what a Oyev is and what a Soine is. And the Mishnah states, Oyev zeh Shishpinai, Oyev refers to Shishpinai, who were the people that came to a person's chasna, and they brought gifts to the chasna, as we previously learned. And Rashi explains, Pasalai b'mechu pasai, that he's possible to testify, or to be a dayan, or anything that occurred during the Yemei HaChuppah. And the Mishnah continues to define Sinei, and the enemy is Kol Shalai Dibi Mai Shleish Yom Be'eva, if this refers to someone that didn't speak to him for 3 days because he was angry at him and because of strife. And the Mishnah ends off Amaloi, that Rabbanu responded to Rabbi Huda, L'Nechshu Yisrael Al-Kach, when not Cheshish, that someone from Klal Yisrael would say Eidah Sheka regarding someone that's a Oyev or a Sinei, and therefore the Chacham Ma'achiluk on this last din of Rabbi Huda as well. And the Gemara begins that our Mishnah just mentioned Elu Hina Kravim, and the Gemara asks Minani Mili, that how do we know that is a Psul Kurva? And the Gemara tells us the Tana Rabbanon, as we learned in the Braisa, that since the Pasuk in Pasuk Yisaitse states, Lo Yumsu Avais Albanim, Ubanim Lo Yumsu Al Avais, Ish Bechetu Yumasu, and the Braisa is bothered that when the Pasuk states, Lo Yumsu Avais Albanim, Ubanim Lo Yumsu Al Avais, Ma Tamal Lema, so what does the Torah try to teach us? As Imulamish Lo Yumsu Avais Bavon Banim, Ubanim Bavon Avais, as if the Torah is telling us that a father should not be put to death because of the the averus of his son, and a child should not be put to death because of the averus of his father. Certainly the Torah didn't have to write this, as Hari Kvan Nema, as the end of the pasuk states, Ish Bechatu Yumasu, that a person dies based on his own averus. Therefore it's pashut that a father doesn't die because of the sins of his son, and a son won't die because of the averus of his father. Therefore the Baisa tells us, Allah Yumsu Avos Al Banim Be'edus Banim, it must be telling us that a father should not be put to death based on the testimony of his son, V'banim Layumsu Al Avos Be'edus Avos, that the pasuk is also telling us that a son should not be put to death based on the testimony of his father. And certainly it's clear that a father and son cannot testify regarding each other, and they can't be dying regarding each other. However, Ayin Rashi, he explains that the Brice is actually teaching us that a nephew cannot testify regarding his uncle, and an uncle cannot testify regarding his nephew. And as Rashi explains, that since the pasuk uses a Lashon Rabim and states Lo Yumsu Avos Al Banim, therefore it's referring to Shnei Avos Be'edus B'neim, and it's referring to two fathers regarding edus of their children. And it must be that these two fathers that we're speaking about are two fathers that are brothers, as Lemaisa, they have the closest relationship. Therefore, the pasuk is telling us that each of these fathers can't testify regarding the other one's children, and those children can't testify regarding them. And therefore, we see that uncle can't testify regarding his nephews, and nephews can't testify regarding their uncles. And Rashi points out, and as we will see on Daf Chaf Chesam and Aleph, that the Gemara will go through all the korvos. However, at this point, the Gemara is speaking about uncles and nephews. The Gemara continues and asks a question, that how can you say that children will not die because of the sins of their father? But the pasuk in Kisisa states, therefore we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu does remember the sins of the father, and he takes retribution on his children. And the Gemara answers, Hasam Kishayichsu Myself the same Bidayan, that that pasuk is talking about a scenario where the child continues in his father's ways and he does a similar avera, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu will take extra retribution against his son that will include punishment for the ways of his father. The Gemara continues to bring a raya to this Kedetanya, as we learned in the Braisa, that the pasuk in Pashat B'chukosai in the Teichah states, V'nasharim Bochem Yimaku Ba'avoinim Ba'atzuz Avechem Ba'ap Avoinis Avesam Itim Yimaku. The Braisa teaches us that the pasuk in Pashat B'chukosai is specifically talking about a case, Sha'ichsin Maisa Veseim B'yadeim, and the Braisa continues and asks, Ata Oime K'sha'ichsin, do you say that the pasuk is specifically talking about K'sha'ichsin Maisa Veseim B'yadeim, or Ein Elik She'ein Ichsin, or maybe it's even talking about a case where the Ein Ichsin Maisa Veseim B'yadeim, and even if they do tshuva, they'll still be punished for the maisim of their fathers, K'shu Oime Ish B'chetu Yubasu, since the pasuk in Pashki states that a person dies based on his own averus, Samagurus, Harei K'she'ein Ichsin Nema, therefore that pasuk must be talking about a case where the child is not eiches meisa aviseim b'yadeim umani mikayim apa avinis aviseim itim yimaku. It's specifically talking about a case kesha eichsa meisa aviseim b'yadeim. And the Gemara continues in es v'loi, and how can you say that a person that killed and not punished based on the averus of other people? V'aksiv, but the pasuk of B'chukosai states v'kashlo ish ba'achiv midashin the pasuk ish ba'avin achiv, that a person will stumble based on the averus of his brother, and melamed shekulon reivim zebezeh, and we learn now that there's a din of avis and kol Yisrael reivim zebezeh, and therefore we see that one person, Klal Yisrael, will be punished based on the aver of his friend. And the Gemara answers, Hasam Shayyu B'yadam Lukhais V'leimichu, that B'negeya Avis, the only time that person punished is only if he had the ability to be Meicha and he wasn't Meicha. But certainly in a case where he didn't have the ability to be Meicha, then certainly he won't be punished for the averus of his friend. He will only be punished for his own actions. And let's point out, when the Mishnah stated, Sayne Koshlai Dibi Moy Shleshi Yom Be'eva, the Yad Rabbah explains, V'nafkalam B'sifri Mehacha, as the Pasuk states, V'hulai Sayne Le Mitmal Shilsham, Tmal Shnaim Shilsham Shlesha, Ayin Sham. And keep in mind that we did not discuss the long Rashi in Dibi Maschal of Adai, and we will discuss this Rashi as Akdama for Daf Chav Ches, and we will stop over here.